The DHHR's Bureau for Public Health conducted the door-to-door survey over the course of 3 days in early April, teaming with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and volunteers from the WVU School of Public Health. The CASPER, or Community Assessment for Public Health Emergency Response, was meant to gauge the level of concerns following the Elk River chemical spill. In a press release, the DHHR says 1/5 of respondents surveyed had a member of their household experience symptoms consistent with those previous studies had identified, including a review of emergency room records following the spill and results from a similar study conducted by the Kanawha Charleston Health Department. State epidemiologist Dr. Loretta Hattie says their results show the need for additional long-term health monitoring in the area. Neither the state nor the federal government has committed funds for an extended study. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara.